Good day, listeners. Jonathan Daugherty here with another edition of the Pure Sex Radio program. You know, we're listener-supported outreach of Be Broken Ministries, and we exist to help individuals and families move from sexual brokenness to wholeness in Christ and equip others to do the same. Albert Bandura was a psychologist who was credited with developing the term human agency, which refers to how you act, think, and interact with life. In this episode, Stephen and I will unpack the four functions of agency and how they might help us develop better self-awareness and deeper faith in relationships. The four functions of agency are 1, intentions or intentionality, 2, outcomes or expectations, 3, self-regulation, and 4, self-reflection. Agency asks, are you paying attention to your own intentions, and are you getting better at self-regulating and self-reflecting? We hope that this conversation will help you understand yourself and others better and use your agency for good, godly purposes. To learn more about Albert Bandura and his research, visit albertbandura.com. For even more resources on emotional and spiritual health, visit bebroken.org or check out links in today's show notes. And as always, please rate and review the podcast after listening to help others find it. Now, let's dive into today's discussion on agency. All right, Stephen Cervantes, we are back at it.
Yay, here we are.
And
blessings to all. Thank you for listening to us. We're a couple of guys trying to figure out life, trying to journey together, trying to grow. And it's just like you and Jonathan and I, we're all sitting in the living room talking. Just people trying to figure things out. Sometimes we're flawed. Sometimes we make mistakes. Thank you for being gracious, because we're just two people. We're just like you, people trying to figure out life.
Yeah, we want to just, what we always hope is that there's something that you can draw from what we say here that could just be helpful in your own life.
Amen.
That's our hope.
Good.
We may not always deliver, but that's the hope that we have, is that you can take something away. One thing I would say too is if you are finding this podcast helpful to you, there's two things that I would ask you to do that are really, really simple to do. One is, it really does help if you rate and review the podcast. And so just go to the podcast and click the 5 stars. And if you want to leave a comment, you can do that. But if you just click the 5 stars, that helps to bring up our podcast in searches for people looking for this kind of material. The other thing too is, if it has been helpful to you and you know, you're talking to friends or family or whatever, and you think it would be helpful to them too, let them know about it. Share it with them.
And good. Absolutely. We thank you for that.
Okay, Stephen, so we're going to talk about something called human agency this time, right? Or attempt to.
Yes. I wish I was more of an expert on it, but I wanted to dabble into this area because I want our listeners to be smart, and I kind of want to be current. So I've been hearing this word, I don't know if you have, called agency, you know, using his agency. And, you know, it's all about agency, and they're poor in agency. Have you heard that on podcasts? Or
a little bit, yeah.
Okay. So it's coming up now, and it's being spoken. I thought, I want people to know, well, what do they mean by agency? So this guy named Albert Bandura, a psychologist, he started looking at people, and he started trying to understand people. And he came up with 4 areas, and he used these as 4 ways to understand a person or their agency. So I'll go over them real quickly, then we'll go back over them. What is your intention? What are you trying to do right now? 1. Number 2, what outcome are you looking for? What are you trying to achieve? What's the outcome? Regulation. How well do you regulate your own system? And 4, self-reflect. How well can you be a fly on the wall, look back at yourself, hear yourself, see yourself? How well can you self-reflect? So he said, understanding a person and their agency means these four things.
Well, yeah, so the idea, well, it says here that agency includes how you act, think, and interact with life. So that's kind of the overarching sort of simple definition, right?
Yes. I think what are your actions? What are your thinking? And what are the interactions?
Yeah, I think this is really, I think it's fascinating. I think it's good to study these kinds of things because I do think the better we can understand ourselves and how we do operate as thinking creatures, as those that are relational and interact, and then seeing what does that mean in the ultimate sort of purpose and design that God has for us, I think that can only help us to become better equipped and better understanding of ourselves and others. This is another thing too. I think as you learn some of these kind of things, it really can help you maybe to see what's going on in someone else. Like,
yes.
If I let's use an example of getting your car serviced or getting your
car. That happened this morning. He's picking on me. Okay.
Let's imagine.
Mom, he's picking on me again, Mom.
Let's imagine we're gonna imagine that you are having to take your car in to get it serviced. And I'm going to flip the story around.
So okay.
Nobody good. Knows that it was you, Stephen. So
good.
And let's say you've got a customer service person there that is just, they seem agitated. Like they are just they're mm-hmm. angry at life. You have just come in to just get your car serviced, right?
Yeah.
Maybe being able to see that this person. There's something going on with regulation there, right? There's something.
Yes.
It might allow you to be able to go, okay, I'm understanding something of their agency is off right now. And rather than me just reciprocating and going, fine, you want to be angry at your life? I'll make you, I'll
be angry too.
Yeah. It might help. So I think on both ways, it helps us for our own self-understanding, but I think it can also help us understand other people as well.
So let's try to pull these apart a little bit. And we're going to guess what he meant because I did some research, but number one, intentions. You know, how do you carry yourself? How do you want to be perceived? How do you want to engage the world? What are your intentions for the day? And I think there's two intentions. I want to be loving or I want to protect myself and be shut down. Now, be loving, open, out there, engaging. But what are you trying to do? What are you intending? To be loving? Because there are people that got hurt. They don't want to be loving. They want to be protective. So they're angry, they're moody, they're irritated. They shrink back. But what is your intention for our relationship? What is your intention about today? How are you carrying yourself? And I'm not to outcome, that's next.
Right, right, right.
But what's the first part?
Yeah, I almost look at this, there's several ways that I could even think of this too. Some of this is almost like what's your motivation for the day? Like what is animating you for the day, energizing you? I also think this could be one of those things that could be very contextualized. Meaning like, okay, but what are my intentions, let's say, in my marriage today?
Okay.
But what are my intentions maybe for something that's going on at work? What are my intentions in terms of meeting this day for what this day holds? And that might be different.
Yeah.
There might be context. Because if I'm getting up, let me just tell you right now, I can tell you there's automatically going to be very different intentions for me if I'm waking up on a normal Monday work day than if I'm waking up and I'm in a location outside of Texas with my wife on a vacation.
Oh, yeah.
I can have very different intentions around that day, right?
Good.
But I think what you're talking about is what is bringing me energy for that day? Or where am I trying to point my energy for that day, right? What are my intentions? What am I pointing toward?
Well, and I love this because I want you to just play on the word intentions, which is perfect, exactly what you're doing. But I'm going to play out on these words from a relationship standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what's my intention when I'm on vacation? What's my intentions when I go in on a Monday? Beautiful. So anything else? Because I'm going to spin it about relationship.
It.
because I take the word intention to mean, am I going to be engaging today or will I stay disengaged today? Will I be loving and smiling and friendly and engaging of others? Or will I be shut down, irritated, moody, depressed, sad, angry, withholding? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with today? What is your intention? So let's have this conversation. I love it that you do it in a big way because neither one of us is Bandura. We don't really know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we can play with the words.
Yeah.
And I think it all means agency. Mm-hmm. Of how you think, how you carry yourself, how you approach the day, what you do, what you don't do. It's this giant word to say, how are you carrying yourself?
You know, what's interesting, one of the things that comes to my mind is, because you're talking about it relationally, am I going to be engaging or am I going to be protecting?
Yes.
One of the things that came to my mind is around intentions is well, am I going to be willing to take risks today? Or am I going to be overly, you know,
guarded? Yeah.
And that might not be relational.
No,
that
that's
might
right.
be, hey, yeah. no, do no. I want to take a risk at there's something that needs to get done at work or there's got to be a conversation.
Or I'm out of gas.
Yeah.
I'm going to risk that I can get home.
Right. Yeah.
Or am I going to stop at the first gas station? Am I going to drive 20 and turn the air conditioning off and try to say, I'm going to risk
That's a good point.
Adventure?
It's almost like this is also sort of maybe a way to understand your personality in some ways.
Yeah.
Because maybe are some of us just naturally more guarded and that's part of the intention of what we do, or some of us naturally more outgoing and risk-taking and... So is that a little bit of what you think?
No, I think that's right. So there's four words, intention, outcome, regulation, and self-reflection. And he said that whole arena I'm going to call agency. And are you aware of your agency? Can you see the agency of another person, how they carry, how they think, what they present?
So if I help me to understand this. So this is more about simply trying to understand. It's not as if, and maybe I'm wrong on this, it's not as if you're, what, are you trying to change these things?
No,
trying to understand.
He's trying to understand a human being.
Yeah.
And he says...
Now, could
there
be things that you say, hey, I want to be more intentional. I want to have intentions towards something more than I have not. Like, for instance, maybe if I am... more prone towards saying being closed, being safe, being guarded. Could I work on maybe having intentions that are more? Hey, could I take a little bit of a risk?
But he would say all of that's agency.
Yeah,
because you're a human being and you act a certain way. But it's not just how you act. Oh, you think a certain way. Oh, okay, that's agency. Oh, you believe a certain way. You have these beliefs and you have these fears and these behaviors. He's talking about who you are as a person and whether you use your agency for good or agency for evil.
Okay, because that's what I was trying to understand is like, okay, what is the ultimate point of our conversation today in terms of what we're trying to help the listener with around agency?
Yes, and it's I want you to know what the word means so when people are talking about agency, it's then in a conversation, we're all smarter. Because we studied the four words that he used to develop this. Now, remember, everybody's going to build on his model and tweak his model. First guy thinks up something, and then everybody adds to it, tweaks
and we're even just interpreting it however we want to. So,
his four words.
I know, but what I'm saying is we're using our own interpretation
absolutely,
of what those words
absolutely,
are.
Absolutely, of his four words. What is your intention for the day?
Yeah.
For how you're going to carry yourself, how you see the day, how you're going to approach the day. What do you believe about what you're intending to do today? That's number one, the presence in the moment. Number two is the outcome. Well, what outcome do you want? What are the outcomes you're striving for?
Mm-hmm.
What's the end result? So you could say all of this, right? Or you could say, oh, agency. So we're breaking into four parts. One of them is the end, the result, the goal, a successful day. At the end of the day, I was successful or I failed. What's the outcome?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, and you say anything related to outcome, and I'm going to talk about relational outcome.
Yeah, because okay. I would say a similar thing on this. I would say for me, that's, again, contextualized based on what is that day holding for me. Like, again, there's going to be a big difference between a work day outcome versus a vacation day outcome. I think for me, the idea of outcome, if I was going to say, okay, what is my general sort of agency when it comes to outcomes, is I tend to lean towards, hey, a successful ending to a good day is when there is peace in all of my relationships and my feet can go vertical for a couple hours before I go to bed.
That's a great outcome.
I know that's real simple.
No.
That's but for great. Me, if I was going to say, hey, what would be the ideal outcome to a good day? There's peace in all my relationships.
Beautiful.
And I can put my feet up at the end of the day.
I love that. That's perfect. And so when you're aware of that, then you're walking in agency, right? Because you saw yourself, you can, what language, what is the outcome? Right? That's a great outcome. Intention, what's the beginning? Outcome, what's the end?
Now, the thing about this is, and maybe this is the way I'm interpreting this, is I look at this and I think I can have far more control over my intentions than I can on outcomes.
Right.
Because guess what? There's plenty of days that the day doesn't end with all my relationships being at peace and I don't get to kick my feet up.
That's perfect.
And so then I guess that would get into some of the next two in terms of how do I respond to the outcome that doesn't go the way I want.
That's perfect. Right? I love that because you're right. The first two set you up for the third one. Mm-hmm. Right? So we're still on outcome. And in outcome, in relationships, I would say open, engaged, loving, or closed, private, protective. What's the outcome? I'm going to protect myself from you. I'm going to stay distant. I'm not going to tell you stories. What's the outcome? I don't want to, at the end of the day, I don't want connection. People hurt you, and I'm here, I'm nice, I smile, I'm social, but I don't want to be close.
Yeah.
The other outcome is like, hey, I'm curious. Are you curious? I'm going to learn about you. You want to learn about me? Hey, you want to share something? I'll share something. Let's make our connection. Mm-hmm. Those are outcomes.
Yeah.
And all in the umbrella of these four words. What's your intention for the day? What's the outcome that you want for the day? Now we're on number three. Regulate yourself. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting because in schools now, regulate yourself. Don't throw a fit. Don't get mad. Work on self-regulation. Do breathing. They're teaching yoga in school. Meditation. Regulate, regulate. Don't lash out. Don't call names. Don't hit Johnny. Regulate, regulate the pain in your body.
Yeah, so I kind of think I have an idea of what that looks like. But, you know, you being a counselor and kind of being in, because I look at regulate. Sometimes when I hear what you're talking about in terms of this stuff being in schools and everything, in some ways it makes me think of like, what's happened that we are so stressed or anxious or out of control that now we've got to be almost in a panic to regulate.
Yeah.
So that's maybe a whole other sidebar conversation, but it's kind of like, why are we so at with the lack of peace? Why is there
so
such
anger
sense of,
and aggression and squashing you and talking down to you? And
you know. Do you think that what has happened, and this may be part of studying kind of agency almost on a societal level, is that there has been a shift in intentions and desired outcomes that has caused us to actually be so stressed that now we've got to constantly be thinking about regulating? Because I'm thinking, okay, I'm just thinking in my own lifetime, which is not terribly long, but it's long enough to be able to say I'm very aware of what life was like before the internet age.
Right. And you told me a minute ago, I had to get off the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could regulate my system and live at peace.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, you know, I think I go back to the mid 80s and I'm thinking, I never had once in school this idea of regulating come up. This idea of like, you know, I don't know what that I don't know what that's about. I don't know if just the expectations and outcomes and all that kind of stuff were different there societally, and if these things can shift. I mean, we're talking about this on an individual level,
right?
But I would imagine intentions, outcomes,
separate. Well, I mean, all that think can, about regulating when we have shootings in schools.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, what happened that we lost
our ability to regulate? That's been a very modern thing, yeah.
Yeah, regulate ourselves. So, good.
Okay.
So, it means when somebody's out of control, it's like, I don't have the things I want. I'm going to go to the store and steal them.
Well,
and, so I can have what I want so I can be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's not exactly regulation.
So, I want to pull this into, because, you know, our context is dealing with sexual brokenness issues and dealing a lot of times with addiction and things like that. And I'm thinking, What does this maybe even start to look like in how can agency shift, let's say, in a recovery environment? Because guess what? When I got up in my addiction, I might have had I had conflicting intentions for that day, and almost always the outcome was I was going to act out.
Okay.
And so therefore, there wasn't much regulation going on. I avoided self-reflection because it was, I mean, I might have self-reflected, but it was almost more just to heap more shame on myself.
Or to act out more.
Yeah.
Do the next one.
So I wonder if, you know, you get into recovery, there's a hope that you're starting to have, you're growing maybe different intentions. There's different outcomes that are happening. You're learning to regulate.
Yes.
With all the emotional chaos and making amends and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. Is there a way to, or am I trying to get too much into...
No, I think it's a great question because agency means, are you aware that you've developed an addiction?
Mm.
Yeah, there's all these pieces, traumatic home, numb out yourself, hide, find sex, come alive, then use it as your tool. Well, agency says, hey, look at this process.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what's not working, and let's work on pieces. Let me just read this part, then we'll come back. Why am I writing about agency or talking about agency? Because you have one life to live. Running a healthy emotional spiritual system is essential to living a rich, full life. Agency asks, are you paying attention to your own intentions? And are you getting better at self-regulating? And are the outcomes you designed when you were a teenager the same outcomes you want now? And don't die running the same program you set up when you were 8 years old, because God and the Spirit wants to show you a better way to use your humanity or your agency to what end, the end that He has. What was God's intentions for you? What are the outcomes He has for you, right? And what does He say about when you're angry? Sin not, right? Don't let the sun go. I mean, regulate yourself back by the end of the day and pay attention to your mind.
Well, that's where thoughts. I feel like that fourth one, that self-reflect, is where you can start to think about making those types of changes, right?
Yes.
So we've been talking about this kind of in the context of a day, right? Okay, what are your intentions today? What's the outcome today? How do you regulate today? Well, I think if you were to say, what if I ended each day with self-reflecting? What happened today as it related to my intentions and outcomes and regulation? And then are there some things for tomorrow that I could...
Yeah, but let me self-reflect. And then you can use... I'm wanting you to use in a big way, and I'm using a very relational way, right? So I go pick up my car, 7 o'clock in the morning. The guy's got an attitude, a mood. He's a downer. He doesn't say thank you. He doesn't say, sir, glad for your business. Glad you're here. He just grumps his way through it. And then he charges me this price. And I'm a AAA member, so I get a discount. But he didn't put the discount on. He ran the card. He couldn't go back and cancel the card. And now I've lost my discount. I'm paying more than I wanted to pay for my car. And when I walk out of there, I say, well, it's just that kind of a day, I guess. I look at him. That's all I say to him. I guess it's that kind of a day. And I give him attitude back. Now, I'm not that ugly. I'm not good at being that ugly. But that's my best version of ugly. Well, I guess it's just that kind of a day. Huh? I walk out, give him my back, and I go to the door. Well, I didn't regulate myself very well. Because Christ said, hey, if they slap you, turn the other cheek, right? Regulate well. So you're always in control of yourself. Don't let somebody else's agenda take over your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Regulate well. And in addictions, poor self-regulation. What do we do? We're anxious, we run to porn. Fantasy, feel bad, run to your escape, right? Mm-hmm. We don't regulate well.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I appreciate it. It's funny because before I even read this, this was the verse that came to my mind about this idea of kind of understanding your agency and how can it be transformed by God. And that is this psalm, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts.
Amen.
So there's a sense in which, okay, when I'm, you know, having that rough time with the mechanic, it's like, okay, search me, oh God. What's going on in my heart? What's going on in my thoughts now? How can I regulate here?
Amen.
How can I, you know, have a different...
Reflect Christ.
Yeah.
And just lay down my life, and how can I manage me so
well? Well, at the same time, acknowledging what is my agency at that point? Yeah. Maybe my intention shifted or what, you know,
right.
I'm getting riled up based on what this guy is saying to me. And
it's not the outcome I want.
Right.
And why can't I get my outcome, a discount, and give me free service because I'm so wonderful. And, you know.
So what are some things that you think our listeners can like take away from this? Or what do you hope?
I only have one hope, that when they hear the word agency, they can say, oh, I know part of what that means. Mm-hmm. Self-regulation. You got your outcome or you didn't get your outcome. What were you trying to accomplish? And then be self-aware, because you and I both know a lot of the work we're doing is to help people see themselves.
Yeah.
If you can't see yourself, you just go through life and you say things, well, people can't change. You can't understand emotions. You know, you can't understand a woman. They're emotional, you know. I'm been like this all my life. I'm going to die like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's poor self-reflection. That's little agency.
Yeah. Well, and so I think this would also be a good podcast to just be able to, like, if you're married or you're in a group, this might be one of those things that says, hey, you know, I heard these knuckleheads on the podcast the other day talking about agency, and they talk about intention and outcomes and regulation and self-reflection, and just start a conversation and say, what do you hear when you hear those words? Or what do you think when you start thinking about this idea of agency? Or what do you get up in the day, in the morning, and what are some of your intentions and outcomes? Just, I think it could be a conversation starter for being able to get better understanding of yourself.
And I want people, when they hear somebody say, well, that's poor agency, it's like, I know what that means.
Right, yeah.
Poor self-regulation, poor, not reflective, didn't pay attention to the outcome he wanted, he didn't get. And the way he's trying to get there, his intentions, to bully his way to get there. Oh, it's. We could substitute personality, but Bandura liked the word agency, and people are saying it now.
You know,
strengthen your agency. Hey, use your agency right now.
Yeah, and I think I don't know if I would substitute personality, because I feel like your personality is, your personality doesn't change, but there's other things that you can do within that personality that can, you know, express it in different
but
ways.
But then what word would you supplement? If agency, what's the next closest word that you could say, oh, agency means? And I guess it's back to the four words he said.
Yeah,
self-reflect, self-aware, what were you trying to do, and how did you respond when you didn't get the outcome you wanted, and what path did you take, and did it work or not? What were you intending? And right? So self-awareness or agency.
Yeah.
Right? Inside agency. Self-regulation or better agency. So I just want people to be smarter. And if you only learn one word means, that was it, the whole podcast. He called it human agency. But now they're shortening and saying, hey, bad agency.
Yeah. No, this was helpful. I feel like I learned something. And listeners, we hope you did as well. And, you know, we want to help you take your next best step on your journey to wholeness in Christ. And so please reach out to us. And as always, we're so glad that you've been with us here on the Pure Sex Radio program. We look forward to seeing you here back again next time.
God bless.
Take care.
Thank you.